Gator, here's an example of exactly what we're looking for. Scott writes in, my Tiger since about last week. I'm a huge Trey Sweeney fan since Thursday. That's kind of how this is going.
Yep.
Hey, people are parachuting back in. This Tiger team has ambushed Major League Baseball. They've ambushed the American League wild card race. They've ambushed their own fan base. And who have you suddenly... Who are you a fan of since Thursday? 248-539-9797. Scott in Rochester Hills. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're great.
Who's got me on fire is Parker Meadows. He's just been really amazing. But the thing that got me going is the fact that when the Tigers make the playoffs, I would not want to be the team opposing them because they are so hot right now. Everybody's got to be thinking that they do not want to play the Detroit Tigers.
It's being thought, it's being said. That's why when I said that we've captured the imagination of the country, if you go to MLB Network, the Tigers are always a topic. If you go to like Twitter accounts of baseball, national baseball accounts, they're all talking about the Tigers. And look, we had the Chris Russo soundbite, the mad dog in New York talking about the best team in baseball is the Yankees, and because of the Yankees, Tigers aren't a viable threat to win the American League, but they're really, really good.
I'll tell you what gets me is that every day I check on the scores of the Twins and the Royals just to see what's going on with them. That's how close I'm keeping track of it.
Isn't it a weird behavior pattern to suddenly be acting like that?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's great. It's just great.
Thanks. You guys are doing a great job, by the way.
Well, thank you. We're having a lot of fun. 248-539-9797. Is there a player, Gator, for you that you've become just kind of a big fan since Thursday? It's a funny way to put it.
I mean, it really does kind of change by the day. It's just somebody new. I think Bo Brisky has kind of been that guy. It's not just, over a day. It's been a couple weeks, but he's coming in high leverage situations and just mowed guys down.
Yep.
Strikeout the other day, a week ago. That was awesome. I know he gave up the home run yesterday, but he was able to pitch two innings, limit the damage to a solo shot, and close out the game.
What about our guy, Gundog Millionaire, Sean Gunther? I mean, he's still kind of a who?
They're all guys like that. I know, man.
You're getting gas at the Shell station. There might be a Tiger right next to you pumping gas, and you have no idea.
No idea. Is that Gunther? I think it's Herder. Are you sure it's not Hanafy?
Yeah,
it's Holton.
Anybody with a beard.
Hey, all the H's on that team have no idea who they are.
Do you come out of the bullpen for the Tigers? If you're walking around Detroit right now with a beard, there's a good chance you're going to get mistaken for somebody coming out of the bullpen. And bravo to these guys. Like, seriously, I mean, to sound like we're making fun of them. These guys are killing it.
They are absolutely killing it.
Killing it.
I mean, team ERA of 3.1 since the All-Star break. It's well below that during this stretch where they've been the best team in baseball.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think.
Bo Brisky. This is from an unnamed texter. Bo Brisky, that performance in Baltimore is as clutch as it comes. So what was that? 2 second and third situations, nobody out, and he got out of them?
Yeah.
I was doing the Michigan game. This was Saturday, so I didn't see it live. But from Pedro in Memphis, Michigan, my Tiger is Parker Meadows. 70% of the earth is covered by water. The rest is covered by Parker Meadows.
Give him swimming lessons.
From Will, Hannafin is the Tiger I knew nothing about and has become one of my favorites. Yesterday, I found out his teammates call him Hand and Foot. Brian Herder writes an unnamed texter. 5.80 ERA at AAA this year. Hasn't been great really at any level of the minors. Comes up and is lights out. ERA under 3, walks and hits per innings pitch under 1.
All these guys have been. Hanafy, Herder, and I'm forgetting who the other one was. There's three guys. And Gunther.
Yeah.
All three had ERAs over 5, and all three have ERAs in the twos or less.
Over 5 at Toledo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unnamed texter, Parker Meadows is definitely my Tiger. The stretch of late-game heroics, both offensively and defensively, has been outstanding. From Ray in Utica, Bo Brisky. I knew of him. I had no clue how clutch he could be. runners on second and third with no outs to come in and get out of that inning with no runs is truly amazing. After your interview today, my Tiger is Kerry Carpenter, kids a class act. That's from Sean at Work. He was on the morning show, Kerry Carpenter was. Look, his story's great. Overlooked out of high school, went the junior college route, ended up at Virginia Tech. Tiger scouted him, liked what they saw. And, you know, it was interesting listening to him talk about hitting when he was on MLB Network a while back. And he was like, look, I'm not a big guy. So I have to really, he does this thing, the hitting coach, Aaron Judge, I talked about earlier with the scapula and keeping it back and keeping his weight back. And then you get the rubber band set up and he explodes on the baseball. And it's just it's been incredible. Sweeney is my Tiger, but to be fair, they could have put a toddler at shortstop and I would have supported the heck out of that kid. Because he would have been a massive upgrade. Yeah. Yep. I get it. People, they went from having a frustrating, let's call it frustrating player at shortstop.
Embargo.
Yep. That's right. Sorry. We do have an embargo on this topic.
Trey Sweeney's played very well.
Yep. Anyway, Keiter Montero, who's another guy that has come up here and performed well enough, gets a start tonight. Comerica Park yesterday, it wasn't quite full, but given the circumstances, which are all conspiring against it being full, which are the following. Night game moved to the day at the last minute.
I don't know. Yeah.
Raining outside.
Rain, yeah.
School's in session.
There's that.
People are at work.
Yeah.
Still a good crowd. And you could feel it during the Wenzel Perez double.
Yeah, they were loud. It wasn't a massive crowd, but that was a loud crowd, and that was a crowd that was totally into it, which was fun. And tonight looks like great weather tonight, and it's supposed to get nicer as the day goes on, weather in the mid-70s here.
Mm-hmm.
I hope there's a huge crowd tonight. It'd be great.
You know, we've taken calls and texts from people saying, I'm suddenly going to a Tiger game. I can't believe I watched a full Tiger game for the first time. For me, my daughter wrote an essay, one of her college entrance essays about why she hated the sport of baseball. And the reason she wrote that is because both her brothers played baseball and her birthday is in the middle of the summer. And she spent all of them sitting at dirt fields in places like Wheeling, West Virginia or Schaumburg, Illinois. Like and the stuff that, you know, she as a kid, a birthday is a big deal. And she's sitting in a lawn chair down the third baseline. So she wrote an essay. She texted me yesterday and said, Dad, you guys have any Tiger tickets at the station? I'm like, what? Okay, then.
Well, it's not during her birthday, Doug.
Right. I mean, yeah, now we're in the fall. Yeah. You know?
And now we know who the least favorite child was, by the way. Jeez. Don't even
forcing
care about her birthday.
All over the country?
Uh-huh. I do rank my children. She's moved up in the rankings of late.